Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Check out my rims on this this little car I got right here.
Oh, look at those.
Yeah, they last forever.
So shiny.
What the heck
is that?
It's adrenochrome.
Let me lick it. Maybe I'll live forever.
And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
podcast where we're going to teach you all the secrets they don't want you to know.
Isn't that a show already?
Yeah, it is. What's a show. Actually, called? I've not listened to it, but I've been listening to Movie Crush with Chuck Bryant from Stuff You Should Know, and the dude that does that show is on it, and he seems like really logical and nice and kind.
Yeah.
So it's like, I always thought of it as like our worst enemy, but maybe it's
no.
not. You know?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a practical show. I've listened to a couple clips. But that's not what this show. This is Stranger Still. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
How's it going, man?
It's pretty good. You know what I've been up to is just writing country songs.
Yeah.
Trying to...
Which is so far outside of what I ever imagined you to do. But here we are, 2019, my friends. John's writing country songs.
It's 2019.
John, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about a little bit of a classic... throwback conspiracy theory debunking, adrenochrome.
Yeah, it's, you say it's throwback, and it kind of is, but man, it's making a resurgence. And this, we'll get into why it's making a resurgence. That stuff isn't fun, but I started reading about it because of a video you sent me. I'll ask you to describe that here in a little bit. But man, I started reading it and I just went down a rabbit hole, and that became this week's episode. So strap in. And just so you guys know, this one made me very angry to research, so expect some rage later on. And part of what made me mad is that there's no fighting this. No matter what we say here, even though we have scientific evidence and scientific studies to back up what we're saying, it doesn't matter. Because these people are going to be like, oh, well, obviously you're being paid to say this.
Yeah, I think we used to have this like mission statement that... we would be able to appeal to people that wanted their minds changed or had an open mind. Then that shifted over 2019 to be, we're going to arm you so that you can argue against other people that want to change your mind. And now we got to come up with something new, because it's just like everyone's way too far gone. Everything's hopeless. And nobody wants to listen to anyone. We're only saying this so you could be like, I didn't know that. That's the mission statement now. That's what we're trying to do.
How far we've come.
Yeah.
But yeah, to your point, we can arm you guys with the knowledge so that if your crazy uncle starts going off on Facebook about adrenochrome and the elite youth serum, at least you have a couple tools in your tool belt.
Yeah, and one of them is a block button, Nicholas. That thing's going to get through to anyone anymore.
Speaking of blocking, lost all hope. Yeah, speaking of blocking people on Facebook, where did this come from, John?
Oh, well, I had a little pal that posted something about how the Clintons... killed someone or did something, one of those, right? And then underneath it, they were talking about how all the celebrities are doing adrenochrome, and they knew this for a fact because their barber told them.
No, their masseuse. Right?
Oh, their masseuse, their physical therapist, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there eventually.
And then they knew that this was true because they read a book that a shaman wrote or something.
Yeah. And they knew the shaman, I think, but... it's this adrenochrome has been around for probably 60, 70 years, at least this idea of it.
And I can feel comfortable and safe saying this now because I hit that unfriend button real quick.
Yeah. It's made a resurgence now because of several child trafficking rings going around with like Maxine Giswell. That's the only time I'm going to mention her name this entire episode. But then... like, people claim that Tom Hanks got COVID-19. How the hell does Tom Hanks get COVID-19? Well, obviously, he got a bad batch of adrenochrome.
Dude, I watched a documentary on Tom Hanks with Desiree, like, I would say like a couple of weeks ago. She's like, this looks really dumb, let's watch it.
Yeah.
And boy, the logic that you jump with. There's like his Instagram. Did you hear about his Instagram and the gloves?
No.
So he posts pictures of kids' gloves, and apparently they're kids he kills or something. Like, there's this whole theory about it.
What the hell?
She posted their gloves, and you could tell that he's killing them because there's a number in one of them. And if you search that number on Brazilian or Russian Google, it comes up with like provocative pictures of kids.
Oh,
and
got it.
Man, they were like, I can't stretch my arms enough with how many leaps of logic.
Yeah. Well, not only Tom Hanks, but now all this is, since COVID-19 has started, all these other celebrities have been just making videos of them at home, you know, chilling in self-isolation, trying to say hi to their fans and stuff. And they don't look quite like they normally do because they've supposedly been cut off from their adrenochrome supply.
Yeah. Which, the more I think about this, the more I'm thinking, the moral compass of really just taking advantage of people that are going to believe this stuff and be horrible, mm-hmm. it's not there as much as it was anymore. And man, if it doesn't exist, wouldn't it be a great energy drink to sell under that name? Just Adrenochrome.
Well, yeah, the naming is kind of interesting. So if in case people haven't picked up, I don't know that we've explicitly said, there's this conspiracy theory that Adrenochrome is this substance that can be harvested from someone under stress, usually kids nowadays is where the conspiracy theory has gone, and why like child trafficking rings have entered the fold into this conspiracy theory. But they're extracting this adrenochrome so that these elites and celebrities can consume it or inject it, and then it is their youth serum. They're like witches stealing the life force of their enemies. And this, it doesn't help that this, the truth, there's not a lot of research on adrenochrome. Like, we discovered it, there wasn't a good use for it, so it was widely shelved. Not a lot of people looked into it. So all these conspiracy theorists just see what's out there, which I'll go into, and say, yeah, this is totally real. Now, if you want more specifics, it's a neurotransmitter and or neurotoxin that like blocks certain enzymes, and it comes from adrenaline. The surprising thing here, the most surprising to me, was that adrenochrome is a real thing. When your body is put under stress, in case you missed your biology class or you forgot, when your body's put under stress, your adrenal glands produce adrenaline, and that is a survival response that your body goes through. It increases your heart rate, it raises your blood pressure, it moves more blood to your eyes and your muscles so that you can find an escape and run toward it, or fight your enemy, fight whatever's in your way.
I used to have a science teacher that somehow was also responsible for teaching us some sex ed stuff.
Yeah.
And he used to love telling us about how, like, it's very easy to lose an erection, so you can run away from tigers faster. Like, that's why they don't stay for as long.
It's funny that you say that.
He should talk to the psychologist teacher, I think.
Well, my example involved a tiger as well. It's just, if you come across a wild tiger that's going to maul you, then adrenaline will give you a superhuman means to escape. Unfortunately, your body can't do that all the time because it'd be incredibly damaging to your body, and as it turns out, your brain. Hence, neurotoxin.
And Red Bull.
The latter is because when adrenaline is oxidized, it creates a couple byproducts, one of which is called adrenochrome.
Whoa.
And this next sentence is full of leaps and logics, but bear with us. This is what has led people to believe that adrenochrome has to be harvested from a child who is under some sort of stress. And the history of adrenochrome is very simple. How far back do you think it goes, John?
I'm going to say deep in the Mayan Valley, before skyscrapers scraped the skies, under the hood of Ra and the Great Pyramids. I'm going to say probably like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas times, like 1990s.
Yeah. So I couldn't find out when exactly.
Maybe
the 50s? Yeah. Well, you've got both dates correct. Let me just say that. you've spanned the length of adrenochrome. But I couldn't find out when adrenochrome was discovered in the human body. The earliest medical article I could find about it was from 1954. There was a study on schizophrenia and adrenochrome. I'll just say at some point it was discovered. That same year, 1954, there was a man named Aldous Huxley, and he wrote an essay called The Doors of Perception. And in it, he talked about what it's like to be on masculine.
In the book. Because he's definitely a Harry Potter character.
The Doors of Perception.
You wouldn't have to change anything. Even the name of his book would be Harry Potter.
But he was talking about what it was like to be, and I know I'm saying this wrong because I'm a loser dad that's never done any drugs, but he was talking about what it's like to be on mescaline. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's masculine.
Well, that's something else. But this is a drug that's similar to LSD. It comes from different...
Mescaline.
Okay, it comes from different cacti like the San Pedro cactus or the Peruvian torch. And he said, hey, adrenochrome occurs naturally in the body. Maybe it's like mescaline. And he also said that he wasn't sure how you would get it, but if you could, maybe you could inject it and it would have psychedelic effects.
They thought of it like DMT.
Which is interesting that you bring that up. As we go through the history, there's plenty of people that think when adrenochrome was described, it sounded a lot like DMT, so maybe they just called it adrenochrome and it was actually DMT. And before we go on, I want to make this very clear. Adrenochrome is something that does occur naturally in the body. It doesn't require Red Bull or nothing. It's a real thing. And whether or not it's psychedelic like LSD, as Huxley proposed, remains to be seen. Like, there's still arguments about this because there's no research done on it. Huxley wasn't even sure if it was psychedelic himself. He just said maybe it is. But that was enough to put the idea in people's heads that this is some sort of drug, and maybe a psychedelic one. So that's the start of that. What I think is also interesting is that eventually it got tied to violent acts, and this can be traced to two pieces of fiction. You already said one of them, which is A Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and the other one is A Clockwork Orange. So in 1962, Anthony Burgess publishes his book, A Clockwork Orange. In it, there's a fictional drink called Moloco Plus. That's what they're, if you've seen the Stanley Kubrick film, it's what they're drinking in the underground bar. And it's fictional. It's not a real thing, but it was meant to be drunk before going out and causing violence and violent sexual assaults on people. And the drink in the book is mentioned to be laced with something called drenchrome, something like that. I don't know how it's pronounced. But they basically cut off the first and last letter of adrenochrome and made up a drug. Then, in 1971, Hunter S. Thompson comes around. Do you know what he put out into the world?
Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah.
He was the director of the book.
Yeah, he wrote the book.
Fear of Living in Las Vegas. Yeah. Thanks for the save, Wikipedia.
Yeah. He founded a style of writing called gonzo journalism, which was mostly fictional or highly exaggerated stories that felt real. And Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas was one of these. It's part of the Gonzo series. And the drug was probably made more famous. There's the scene in both the book and the movie where, at least in the movie, 1998 movie, Johnny Depp violently extracts adrenochrome from somebody. And in there, it's described as a psychedelic drug as well. So by now, adrenochrome is in people's minds as a drug. And
I don't think he does. Does he? Does he do that in the movie?
Yeah. It's on YouTube.
I thought that he just talks about it in the movie.
No, I'm pretty sure he extracts
it. Harvesting
adrenaline
from a live victim to obtain is a plot feature in the first episode of the television series Lewis. Okay.
Oh, Interesting. But it's mentioned that it's a psychedelic drug there. And now people have it in their mind that it has to be harvested from somebody or it's tied to violent acts one way or another. And even though these are works of fiction, it must be something that people do in real life. So nobody would make this up, right?
Now, did you stumble upon my favorite representation of this drug?
No, what's yours?
That Monsters, Inc.
Yes. I was going to get to that. We'll get there.
Okay.
We're not quite there yet. But people, the problem with adrenochrome, I think, is that people are out there thinking that things like fear and loathing in Las Vegas is a real thing. But in reality, Hunter S. Thompson, when Terry Gilliam went to make the movie, Thompson told him that he just made the whole thing up. Like, from the psychedelic thing to the harvesting stuff, he made it up. None of it was real. But again, this is enough to put in people's heads. So right now in our history,
right now in our history, let me stop you right there. People put a lot of credit on creators. And I know that there's something. I was just listening to a podcast about this where, like, they were talking, I think it was on Flophouse, they were talking about to a director about, like, well, how did this happen? Or, like, when you go to, like, fan meet and greets and Q&As. And the answer to all of their questions, no matter what you ask, is, oh, I don't know, I just made it up one day, and now I have to come up with something else. It's like J.K. Rowling goes back, and even she's terrible now, and she's doing everything she can to ruin her legacy. Uh-huh. But when you think about, like, stuff that people ask, oh, yeah, Dumbledore was gay, and, like, it became a meme at this point to go back and retcon.
Because what with her, she just, like, completely ignored the things that she had written. Like, she said, oh yeah, Hermione was black the whole time, and then you go back and read it and there's several references to her pale white skin.
Yeah, no, all this stuff. It's the same thing with Fear and Loathing, where people,
you're just making,
like,
it up.
Yeah, people just make stuff up. They probably forget about it after. Do you remember what we say in each episode?
No, I don't. And if someone were to be like, you remember back in such
episode
and such episode, you said blah blah blah, no, I don't. As soon as I'm done talking about it, it's all evacuated from my brain. Yeah.
That's why you should share this on your Facebook page right now and share the episodes so that we can have a Stranger Still wiki someday and be embarrassed and canceled.
Yeah, it'd be great. Fantastic. You can contradict all my opinions that I say with myself, with other things I've said. So anyway, in our history, it's a psychedelic, it's violent, and at some point it makes the leap to youth serum. And a couple things have to happen for this. First of all, it has to lay dormant for like a couple decades. Next, Pizzagate had to happen. Who knew that was going to come up in this episode? And last of all, COVID-19 had to happen. Before we can even get to Pizzagate, though, we have to talk about 4chan. You've heard of this.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So apparently in 2013... posts about adrenochrome harvesting started showing up on the 4chan paranormal board /X. I don't know how they say it, but like that's how you say it in Reddit, so I'm going with that. Somehow in 2014, that evolved into a video that started going around the politically incorrect board of poll, and it was titled Jew Ritual Blood Libel Sacrifices # Adrenochrome Harvesting. So if you haven't picked up, anti-Semitism is coming up real short.
Yeah, there's no difference in how, like, horrible people can be just because we have access to more information. Mm-hmm. There was this, like, bright, like, thought that, oh, man, once everybody has access to info on the internet, everything
will be so much smarter.
Everyone will be smarter.
Yeah.
But you give, I mean, the same, like,
yeah,
same thing that's been going on. There's been that stereotype for a long time. And I'm newly Jewish, so, you know. I can
barely
want to learn about this stuff. Yeah, my uncles took a DNA test.
Yeah.
They're like,
turns
80%.
Out you're
Ashkenazi.
1%.
80.
Oh, I thought there was like 1%. So anyway, Pizzagate. For those that don't remember, way back in 2016, during the presidential race, this thing called Pizzagate happened. I know you're taking a sip of tea, but do you want to describe what Pizzagate was?
Pizzagate was when, I don't know, probably, was it the QAnon thing or is it 4chan originated? Or were those so simultaneously done?
I think they were simultaneous because it was propagated on 4chan a lot, but QAnon definitely got involved.
So QAnon is people that spend their time, instead of doing what we do, they do the opposite. And someone makes something up and then everybody else believes it. Mm-hmm. But they believe it so much that this one dude went out with a gun to a pizza store because he thought like Hillary Clinton was like child trafficking there or something like that, right?
Comet ping pong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still had problems. They like had to shut their doors.
Yeah. So a lot of people got this in their head that the Clintons were involved with a child trafficking ring that took place in the basement of a pizza restaurant. Problem is, Comet ping pong doesn't even have a basement. Doesn't matter. Pizzagate was still widely spread all over 4chan. And it just so happens on one post about Pizzagate, someone linked this blood libel video that I mentioned before. And for those that don't know, blood libel is, and I don't often do this, but here's a definition from Oxford Languages. It's a accusation that Jewish people use the blood of Christians in religious rituals, especially in the preparation of Passover bread that was perpetuated throughout the Middle Ages and sporadically until the early 20th century. So like in the 1400s, people were just as bad as they are today and thought, hey, Jewish people are different than us. We don't like that. So we're going to accuse them of murdering people and drinking their blood to stay young forever. And now these two things have magically been bound together against all odds.
And let's also say child trafficking is real.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this garbage that people spread takes away from all the time and energy that could be spent like doing something about it, sharing things about it, helping like practical law enforcement use to combat this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like nonsense. It's just a waste of time. And it just confuses people and like oversaturates how people view it.
Yeah. It doesn't even need to be close to real, but as soon as someone thinks it, now that's stuck in their head. You tell someone that people are violently extracting adrenochrome from children and using it to stay alive forever. Now they're walking around like, well, what if? What if that is happening somewhere? And maybe it's not exactly adrenochrome, but...
maybe like, it's a cabinet.
Yeah.
From Wayfair.
Yeah, maybe they're shipping kids in cabinets. And as if accusing a pizza parlor of child trafficking wasn't bad enough, they had to fall back on the old standby anti-Semitism. And first of all, I want to say Pizzagate has been thoroughly debunked. You can look that up if you want. But then QAnon entered the game, latched onto blood libel and adrenochrome harvesting, and there was... Go ahead.
I was going to say a lot of this stuff goes back to anti-Semitism too now. Mm-hmm. There's a really just absolutely chef's kiss wonderful YouTube channel called All Gas No Breaks.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about... He did an interview with H3, and they discussed the Flat Earth Conference, and that Flat Earth is like the most anti-Semitic thing of all. Like,
yeah.
And it was like shocking to kind of learn about that more.
Yeah.
That a lot of these will be rooted into like these people feel like outsiders, and then it happens to be that a lot of it comes from racism.
Yeah, and they might... I mean, I feel like there's an iceberg of conspiracy theories, and like at the top it's like, oh, maybe the earth is flat, and like the layer above that is like, oh well, I saw this video and it told me that the earth is flat, and then like the layer below that is like George Soros funds everything, and then the layer below that is the Jews fund everything. Yeah. The Jews fund everything.
And then Jews.
Yeah. And people might not even realize that when they say something's funded by George Soros, that's also rooted in anti-Semitism. That comes from the old trope that Jewish people control everything. They fund everything and they control everything in the world. There's like a secret society of them. Yeah.
That's why a lot of people use the word globalists.
Yeah.
And they're referring to Jews.
Yeah. It's awful. But anyway, QAnon picked it up. A lot of posts were made on various platforms. I did see one where they claimed Monsters, Inc. was the Disney Pixar film starring Mike Wazowski and Sully. They scare kids to get their screams, and that's an allegory for adrenochrome harvesting. Which, again, like I think we've talked about this before, but if the Illuminati existed... why would
James P. Sullivan?
Why would they be so? I got cookies.
You wouldn't share them.
Okay. Well, can I finish recording and then I'll have cookies?
Just about to unearth.
Your favorite thing. We can eat them, da-da-da.
Okay. Thank you.
Man,
we started playing Banjo Kazooie, and she doesn't know how to say it, and she keeps forgetting their names, so she just says, "Hey, can you play your favorite game?"
Oh, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What was I talking about? So, yeah.
I don't know. You're just about to unearth the truth.
No. With the Illuminati, there's all these claims that, like, this movie is a subtle hint that such and such is going on. Why would they be so blatant about it? Don't they want to keep it a secret?
Yeah, that's what got me with the Wayfair thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, someone made a typo. So...
now your whole secret's out. Whoopsie doopsie.
Yep. I'm going to log on to Target.com and order my kid.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There's
it's
also,
unreal.
It's... this is... I mean, this all of this gets me really riled up. I'm trying not to, but...
Something I keep going back to, and I think Justin shared it originally in our group for a meme thread,
mm-hmm.
that your open-mindedness is actually aggressive gullibility.
Maybe it is.
You're aggressively gullible.
What am I? I'm indoctrinated. That's what I am. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. So in 2018, there was a fake website that popped up it claimed to sell adrenochrome. Videos started popping up on YouTube. You said you watched a documentary. InfoWars, of course, picked it up in 2019 to attack the Clintons because apparently they're the ones to attack. Who's in office again? I kind of forget because it's not the Clintons. They took it a step farther. They connected the Clintons to an EpiPen manufacturer and said that that's how they inject the adrenochrome. Yeah, hon. Do you want to show the camera what you're holding up? Here, bring it over here. Here, hold it up. Here you go.
Oh, awesome.
You want to say hi to Uncle John? No?
Hey.
Okay.
I'm going to be a legit uncle in like 25 days.
You are?
Yeah.
You never told me that. Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. So, anyway, fast forward to today and earlier in today's episode. Now celebrities are making more personal, candid videos of them online. And wouldn't you know it, when you don't have the world's best makeup artists and post-production and all these people preparing you to go on daytime television, they look like normal-ass people. But conspiracy theorists immediately took that to mean that they were cut off from their adrenochrome supply, and that's why they look like crap. I don't think they look like crap, but apparently these people
do. I didn't see that. I didn't get to, you told me about this, but I haven't seen
it. So you combine that with the child trafficking rings that are going on, so now you have to have a child. So, of course, they're abusing these children to harvest their adrenochrome. And to me, if you just look at Occam's Razor, which I don't 100% subscribe to, but which is more likely? Bear with me for a second. I want to get your thoughts on this. What's more likely? That these celebrities look like normal people because they don't have a source of income. They also don't have a source of adrenochrome. So they're...
Well, they have a source of income.
I mean...
So I'm good at debunking it right there.
They're not out there making movies and TV shows, so they can't pay for the adrenochrome, even if they could get it, right? So their youth is slipping away through their fingers, or they just didn't put makeup on. What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know. How much money did N-War make? Endgame?
A lot. N-War, my favorite Avengers movie.
N-War.
So
that's the Avengers movie that you buy on the street corner in New York City. Revengers, N-War.
There's a whole Spong Bad email bit about like the crappy DVD, straight to DVD animated movies that were meant to trick your mom or your grandma into buying for you. It's like Revengers or I don't know, what are some other Transmorphers, that sort of thing. So
Arachnoid Man. When is your Jolly Green Giant gonna join the Marvel Universe?
Here it is. What are you talking about? Pick up this DVD that I have. It's $29.99. So, it's not just Occam's Razor. We have science on our side. John, what does science say about adrenochrome? This one's super easy to debunk because, like I said, up top, it doesn't matter what I say because no one's going to believe me. But just to be super clear, adrenochrome is a real thing. And when your body produces adrenaline, the adrenaline oxidizes. One of the byproducts is adrenochrome. One of the current beliefs is that if your body is constantly under stress, the brain might be exposed to very high levels of adrenochrome, and it's a neurotoxin in that regard. And many studies have looked to see if there's any link to high levels of adrenochrome and schizophrenia. There were a couple studies that were positive, some that were inconclusive, so the jury's still kind of out on that. But as I said, like, this was shelved because there's much more promising research out there than adrenochrome. There's also been no evidence to show that it's psychedelic in any way. It's not even classified. It's not a classified drug by the government, so there's no restrictions on adrenochrome. In fact, you can just buy it. It can be easily synthesized. It was discovered.
I'm gonna try a bite right now.
Yeah, it was.
You keep talking.
Discovered sometime before 1954, and a patent for the synthesization. Okay. We'll share the cookie. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
I don't understand why celebrities are having such problems. It was on the first page. They have really good SEO.
Yeah.
I could buy it off the site called scbt.com.
How much is it?
250 milligrams is $335.
Oh,
and that's more expensive. 25 milligrams is $55.
Well, so here's the thing is that It's probably synthesized, as I was trying to say before Cookies interrupted me, is that it was a patent for the synthesization process was patented in 1969. So this is old news at this point. The only practical use in the medical field is that it can help in aiding blood clots and stop bleeding in some cases. So that's where they would buy that, whatever you saw on there, whatever website that was.
Yeah, put it in the comments. This is why you should watch this on Facebook, so you can shop along.
Yeah. So here's some other functions that we know that it does. It inhibits some enzymes like COMT, hexokinase, succinic dehydrogenase, and I tried to figure out what functions these have, but I was so lost in the language, I have no idea. It can also, if you have too much, like if you inject people with adrenochrome, it can chemically induce schizophrenia. That should say it all. Like, I have two things left to say about this, which is adrenochrome doesn't just occur in animals, or just occur in humans. It occurs in most mammals and some invertebrates, like fish and stuff. So why wouldn't you just like set up a rabbit farm where you can harvest this? Why would you have to have a child trafficking ring to get this stuff? It makes no sense. Unless it's better from humans.
Yeah, it sounds like you're tied in with the Clintons. Yeah, but whatever.
And secondly,
by the way, the same website. I'm so sorry. I'm going deep in here.
Yeah,
there's like 500, 600 different products that I could buy for CRISPR gene editing.
Really?
That I'm looking at right now. Yeah,
so
it's really cool.
Why aren't you modifying my genes right now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm gonna make you like I'm gonna make your jokes good.
Thank God. About time. So the last thing I was gonna say is that again, this occurs naturally in us. So if you were stressed out 100% of the time, you'd probably look like a 12-year-old. You'd have like no crow's feet or varicose veins or anything like that. You'd be spick and span, you know what I mean? You'd probably schizophrenia.
Yeah, just go to college.
Yeah.
And amass that debt, you know? That'll keep you young.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had to say about adrenochrome. Do you have anything else?
You can buy a 3PGDH CRISPR case of a plasmid, which is one of the neuro, I think it's under the neurobiological section. 20 UGs is only $357.
That's a microgram.
That's pretty good. Yeah, my guy. Whatever you want to call it. Is that what they call it on the street?
Yeah, it's a Greek symbol. It's not a U. It goes like this.
Ugh.
It goes like that.
Actually, it goes back to, you know, cave people talk.
Ooga, ooga. Yeah. Well, should we take a quick break?
Watch your language. Yeah, let's do it.
And we'll be right back. John.
Yo.
Where can people find us?
StrangerStillShow.com.
Yeah, you can also go to Facebook.com/group/StrangerStill. What were you laughing at?
We talked over each other. It's StrangerStillShow.com, which we're going to revamp soon.
Oh.
Promise.
Yeah. Eventually. Someday. Go to facebook.com/group/strangerstill. We are live broadcasting these around 7-ish Central every Tuesday. So if you want to come hang out in our chat,
we teased that for a long time and we overthought it because we were like, oh, how are we going to change angles? But yeah. Then we thought, well, let's just both be on the screen.
Mm-hmm. I've been learning a lot about how to make things look cool. So I've been doing that. And if you have questions, we'll answer them live on the air or try to. And it's an overall good time, so come hang out with us. And what else do we have to say? How do we close out this show? Is there anything else important? I'm going to go eat some cookies here in a second.
Yeah, I'm going to eat these M&Ms.
Yeah.
That's about it. I guess just like it would be nice to be able to like reach more people and have more resources. Mm-hmm. So just word of mouth, yeah. Tell a friend, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I think that'll do it for this week. I'm still Nick.
And I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.